Well, you, Nitin, you've got on another bus to suit yourself. We are one of the most successful political parties over the last 200 years. If the Lib Dems can fight back, if you can see the success of Plaid or the SNP, things move very quickly.
All right.
My view is you stick to your principles and your guns and you don't just cynically move because it suits you.
Tim Montgomery, can I... Can I just ask you about a point that Ben Lake made, which was about Reform's vote in Wales? Now, Reform got 34 seats in the Senedd. It got 29.3% of the vote.
Yeah.
But you have heard, not just from Plaid Cymru, but also from other people out there, that a lot of people were saying they were voting tactically or strategically to stop Reform. Yeah. Do you think that there is a ceiling on Reform support? Because for as many people who might want Reform, there are others who really don't.
Yeah. Well, look, I think we were winning yesterday in places like Merseyside that you'd never expect Reform to have won. So I think we can enter territory and win level support that people previously didn't think that we were capable of. But look, I do think there are certain people, and there are perhaps some in this audience, judging from some of the reactions so far, who aren't keen on Reform. We still have 2 years to go before the next year. We still have 2 years or 3 years potentially to go before the next general election, when frankly as a party we need to show that we have a fully balanced agenda to govern for the whole country. We're most associated at the moment with issues like immigration, climate change, a wokery in the public services. We need an agenda on the National Health Service, on education, that shows that we're a party that will govern for all and start tackling many of the social problems in this country. I think we're capable of meeting that challenge. Have we met that challenge yet? No, but we've got time to do so, and I'm confident that if we use that time wisely, that sort of tactical voting that you've just described, Alex, can be dealt with.
You didn't mention anything about jobs there, Tim, and actually in Wales, one of the biggest opportunities we have is in relation to clean energy. It's why the clean energy mission is so important. It's going to give us energy independence, clean electricity, and you're against it.
Hold that thought as well, because you never know, Joe, we might come back to that discussion. I'm giving it all away tonight a little bit earlier than I expected. But just on this point, I mean, Reform really ate into Labour heartlands in England, Tameside in Greater Manchester, Wigan, where the local MP is the Cabinet Minister, Lisa Nandy, Thurrock, Redditch, Hartlepool. I could go on. I mean, some of these places have been Labour for so long, and you are seeing councillor after councillor after councillor fall. So back to the central essence of this question. Where does Labour go from here? You're sticking by Keir Starmer. Yep. But what does he need to do? Because clearly what you're doing at the moment isn't working.
Well, I think we need to do more of what we're doing and do it quicker. Certainly, you know, when we got elected in 2024, we set out a very radical programme. I've just mentioned one of the really bold policies, which is about clean electricity. And people want us to go faster so that they can feel that change when they open their front door in the morning, that things are improving.
But is it just go in the same direction but faster? Is that enough? Well, you know, some in your party will say, you've got to change direction now, you've got to move maybe to the left.
We stabilised the economy within a year of coming into power. So there are people in this room who are paying mortgages, and there have been 6 interest rate cuts since we came into government. There'll be people in